crane your neck and look back about 12 months. Because this time last year, we were doing free from February. And for the 4 weeks in February, myself and Anna Ferguson, our nutritionist, who often comes in on the programme, went sugar-free for a week, gluten-free for a week, vegetarian for a week, and vegan for one of the weeks as well. It could very well have been a year ago today we were doing that. Now, you might have noticed some advertising around Leeds City Centre on billboards, on buses and taxis, as the international campaign Go Vegan World turns to Leeds. The lady behind this is Sandra Higgins. Now, Sandra's interests in animal rights stem from her previous career as a psychologist specialising in trauma. She's hoping to make you think about the ethics of using animals for food, clothing, entertainment and research. Let's meet her so she can tell us a bit more. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Tell us about the Go Vegan World campaign, Sandra.
It's an animal rights campaign that's designed to provide people with information and encourage them to question the ethics of their use of other animals.
How long have you been a vegan?
Since early 2009.
And what made you go vegan? I kind of alluded to it into the introduction, but just tell us.
I was fortunate enough to meet farmed animals face to face and realise that they feel the same as we do, and there's scientific evidence to back that up, that they have the same capacity for conscious awareness and feeling that we do. And I learned that it was not fair to use them. And in particular, I visited a dairy and I was horrified to learn that in order for us to have milk, and I was a big dairy consumer, and in order for us to have milk, the babies are taken from the mothers. So once I learned that fact, I researched what other animals go through in order to become the products that we call food or clothing or research or entertainment. And I was so horrified by what I found that I went vegan overnight.
Was it easy?
It was very easy. You see, I run a sanctuary for farmed animals, Eden Farmed Animal Sanctuary in Ireland. And so I've got to know them, and I see that, you know, they've an interest in living their own lives. They're much more like us than I ever imagined they would be, and they have individual personalities, and, you know, their lives have value to them. So once you have that concept in your mind that it's unfair to use other animals, then veganism is very easy. And of course, it's never been as easy as it is now, because there are so many products on the market that you don't miss anything.
Do you feel better, and I mean in your health, Sandra, not in your consciousness, do you feel better for doing it health-wise?
Do you know, personally, I feel great. I mean, I have an extremely energetic day, and I certainly feel great, but I can't say that I feel an awful lot better. I didn't do it for my health. I did it because it's the right thing to do. A lot of people do notice a huge improvement, but that's one of the benefits of veganism. It's not the reason to go vegan. So you mentioned there in your introduction that you went vegan for a week, and I can see how you would think that. That's something I would have thought a few years ago. But you actually can't go vegan for a week. Veganism is a change that takes place in your mind and your heart. It's not so much a change that takes place on your plate. Of course, diet has a lot to do with it. But the change takes place in how we think and how we feel about our place as humans on this planet and the rights of other beings. And then how you live and how you shop and how you eat changes after that. And you might feel some health benefits. Certainly there's a lot of evidence for the health benefits of veganism, that it prevents a lot of Western world diseases. It can even reverse some, like type 2 diabetes and heart disease, and prevent some cancers. But it's only a benefit. It's not the reason. The only reason to go vegan is that other animals have the right not to be our property and not to be used by us.
What would you define as a success for the campaign? Would it be if more people turn vegan, or would you accept even if people perhaps started to... you've just made the point about the difference between being a vegan and the vegan lifestyle and having a vegan diet. I understand that. But if perhaps people cut down on their consumption, if not give it all up altogether?
Not really. The aim of the campaign is to show people that other animals are equals, to get them to connect with that and to get them to read the information. And once people read the information, the only logical step is to start using them. So, you know, if you take an equivalent human rights issue like domestic violence, like assault, I'm a psychologist and I would never dream of asking my clients to cut down on their violent behaviour, either towards themselves or towards others. So other animals have that right, the same as humans. This is something we want to abolish at its core. The idea that we have in our minds that we can compartmentalise people according to their use to us. Violence is wrong. We all know it is. There's not one of us will put our cat or our dog what we put other animals through. Take their babies from them, imprison them, mutilate them, and breed them simply for the day we're going to kill them. We wouldn't do that because we know it's violent and we know it's wrong. And none of us would do that either to other animals if we realised what was entailed in that process, if we really thought about it. So cutting back, of course, something is better than nothing, but it doesn't get to the core of the issue. As I said, veganism is how you think and how you feel. And once you realise that that's wrong, the only logical, rational step is to completely abolish their use from our lives. And it's so easy to do. And you feel really good about yourself when you've done it. You get a sense of peace that you're no longer participating in this.
Sandra, thanks for explaining the campaign this morning. That's Sandra Higgins from Go Vegan World. You'll see the adverts around West Yorkshire, predominantly around Leeds City Centre, on billboards, buses and taxis. It's an international campaign, and the lady behind it is the lady you've just heard from, Sandra Higgins.